Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
News today.
All right, next segment, I am going to reveal the most important person in the world. Hands down, I'm going to reveal the most important person in the world. And the reason that's important is if you understand that information, you will then understand everything else. This is a Rosetta Stone. This is a skeleton key. This is the understanding of everything if you can understand this. And I know you will understand it, but if you can get your friends, your family, your neighbors, perfect strangers to understand it, then we will truly be in a different world. Now, this most important person in the world doesn't know they're the most important person in the world. And that's why we're going to reveal why this person is the most important person in the world. Because as soon as the most important person in the world understands that, then we will truly be able to turn the tide against the new world order. Now, Novak Djokovic is not the most important person in the world, but he's right up there at the top. And the spirit of what he's doing is the essence of what we're about to cover. Because there's a little twist to who this most important person in the world is. But here's Paul Joseph Watson talking about what's happening in the land of tyranny, formerly known as the land down under.
So we played this tape for you last night. We were surprised by it. We prefaced it by saying every conservative appreciates Ted Cruz because he's one of the smartest and most articulate people in the Congress, and he's conservative. But he referred publicly to what happened on January 6th as, quote, a violent terror attack. Here it is.
We are approaching a solemn anniversary this week, and it is an anniversary of a violent terrorist attack on the Capitol, where we saw the men and women of law enforcement demonstrate incredible courage, incredible bravery, risk their lives to defend the men and women who serve in this Capitol.
Senator Cruz was game enough to come on tonight. We appreciate that. He joins us now. Senator, thanks so much for coming on. So I guess I mean, there are a lot of dumb people in the Congress. You're not one of them. I think you're smarter than I am. And you never use words carelessly. And yet you called this a terror attack when by no definition was it a terror attack. That's a lie. You told that lie on purpose, and I'm wondering why you did.
Well, Tucker, thank you for having me on. When you aired your episode last night, I sent you a text shortly thereafter and said,
you know,
listen, I'd like to go on.
Can we try this again next segment with the Djokovic thing?
And it was frankly dumb. And
I don't buy that. Whoa. I don't buy that. Look, I've known you a long time, since before you went to the Senate. You're a Supreme Court contender. You take words as seriously as any man who's ever served in the Senate. And every word you repeated that phrase. I do not believe that you used that accidentally. I just don't.
So, Tucker, as a result of my sloppy phrasing, it's caused a lot of people to misunderstand what I meant. Let me tell you what I meant to say. What I was referring to are the limited number of people who engaged in violent attacks against police officers. Now, I think you and I both agree that if you assault a police officer, you should go to jail. That's who I was talking about. And the reason the phrasing was sloppy is I have talked dozens, if not hundreds of times. I've drawn a distinction. I wasn't saying that the thousands of peaceful protesters supporting Donald Trump are somehow terrorists. I wasn't saying the millions of patriots across the country supporting President Trump are terrorists. And that's what a lot of people have misunderstood.
Well,
that comment.
Wait a second. But even your way, but hold on. What you just said doesn't make sense. So if somebody assaults a cop, he should be charged and go to jail. I couldn't agree more. We've said that for years. But that person's still not a terrorist. How many people have been charged with terrorism? on January 6th? Like, why'd you use that word? You're playing into the other side's characterization that, as Joe Kent just explained, allows them to define an entire population.
Christmas 2021 is over, but you still got a really great chance to give yourself the gift of free speech and liberty and freedom into the new year, while at the same time making yourself healthier, wealthier, and wiser by boosting your immune system. Two of our top-selling products that have been sold out for a long time are now back in stock. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3, taken under the tongue for higher absorption, is back in stock. Despite the fact it's been sold out for months, it is 50% off. And then our number one bestseller of all time, Survival Shield X2 Deeper Crystal Iodine, the game changer, the missing link, not just for immune system, but all electrochemical activity in the body, it's back in stock, 50% off. So that's the New Year's special, and that's Christmas comes early in 2022, ladies and gentlemen. Give yourself the gift of health and clarity and focus with X2 and Winter Sun at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off for a limited time. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday, January 7th, the year is 2022, and we're going to be here today for the next 4 hours ahead of the war room that comes on with Owen Schroyer at 3 p.m. Central. And there's nothing more frustrating than knowing we have the answers and the key to defeating this evil takeover and stopping it dead in its tracks. But instead, I just can't get people conscious. I can't get people focused. I can't get the message punched out enough to actually finally finish these people. And so that means we're going to go into a very long, hellish nightmare. And most people listening and watching will be dead in 10 years. That's Klaus Schwab's promise. He's sworn to kill you and your family. He's put his people in over 100 nations, and they're running their global lockdown shutdowns right now, preparing you for the real bioweapon they're going to release. Cyber lockdowns, cyber shutdowns, collapse of the third world completely, being totally overrun, war in the streets, electricity going off for years, just absolute death and destruction is guaranteed. And I talk to everybody who is a patriot, basically, in the establishment. They all agree that's the plan. That's what's going down. We are the tip of the spear here covering this on air and discussing it. And so I'm very frustrated. I'm very angry because I have this weight on my shoulders, and I know I'm right, and I know it's going down, and I have all their own admissions and documents, and I can't get people out of their trances. Everybody's in their comfort zone. And so the enemy's going to win because they're going to incrementally collapse society while posing as the saviors the whole time. So I'm going to deliver the most important information ever. That if people actually grasp it and get it and understand it, we're going to be able to turn society around and beat this. But all this other incredible news I've got in front of me, and it's all very important, is a byproduct of the disease that is the New World Order. And so that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. I've got to go to rebroadcast for a while, and this is not a stunt I pull. It's not... I may not be able to do the show anymore because I just can't come in here and do it anymore. I hate it. I can't stand it. And I'm sick of just window dressing, talking about all the stuff that's going on. And just the general public just doesn't even care that we're all falling apart. I mean, you know, they think it's funny that Klaus Schwab's up there murdering everyone. So, see, I don't want to just say a bunch of nasty stuff. And I'm going to try my best here. But it's getting hard. So... we got a lot of really good reports here, and you know I'm gonna try to relaunch the show later in the hour, but I can't do it right now. So let's just go ahead. I tried to come back on, I just can't do it, guys. Let's hear Greg Reese's report from yesterday. That was a really, really important report about the nanotech they're putting in the shots and what it's doing. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. They admit government documents they're adding protein prions to it as well. And they're giving basically people mad cow disease. So, and that's just what it does to your brain, not to mention your heart and your whole body. So, I mean, I've got stacks of news here of little kids dying after the shots of heart attacks and brain lesions. And it's all cute and it's all funny and it's all ha ha ha, you know, on and on and on. So, we're going to play Greg Reese's report and I'm going to go walk around the parking lot and see if I can settle down. And that's that. So, we'll be back, I guess, after this break. I'm going to try to relaunch the show here today. Infowars.com and Newswars.com will still be there, hopefully. I don't know how much longer. And it just doesn't matter. I guess you've all just got to die. I mean, really, you don't. They're going to murder you. Then you deserve it. All of you deserve to die because you don't care. And Klaus Schwab's going to kill your ass. So get ready to die, okay? And they're going to kill the kids, so we deserve to die, okay? That's basically it. So enjoy yourselves, everybody. Here's the clip.
Ricardo Delgado has a master's in biostatistics. His postgraduate studies included microbiology, epidemiology, and immunology. He is the founder of the Fifth Column. Delgado has published videos of electron microscopy taken at the University of Almeria in Spain, of the Pfizer mRNA vaccine, showing what can best be described as self-organizing nanostructures. The videos show that as the Pfizer mRNA vaccine evaporates, nano-sized structures begin to form. Multiple structures that appear to be the same things. Things that look like microchips and electronic circuitry. Pfizer has reportedly made 33 different batches, which have all been cataloged in a database, some dangerous and others seemingly innocuous. So these things maybe aren't in every vial, but the FDA has said that they need 75 years to tell us all the details, so maybe they are. At a World Economic Forum 2018 conference, the chief executive officer of Pfizer expressed excitement for invasive nanotech, referring to the recent FDA approval of a tablet with a sensor that can notify medical authorities of compliance.
It is a basically biological chip, but it is in the tablet. And once you take the tablet and dissolves into your stomach, it sends a signal that you took the tablet. So imagine the application. So that compliance.
Later that year, a nano transistor chip is unveiled that replaces silicone with air. Just this week, a COVID implantable microchip developer claimed we will be chipped whether we like it or not. There has been much talk about graphene oxide and nanotech in the vaccines, which the media vehemently claims is not true. But how would they know? And why would anyone trust a word that they say about any of this? If there are nanocircuits being created within the bodies of the vaccinated, this would explain the videos we've seen of IP addresses coming from the jabbed. A newly activated network of nanocircuits, unique to each individual. One of the leading experts of nanotechnology, Charles Lieber, has written patents describing a technology that has the potential to self-assemble into tiny computer systems capable of controlling human neurology, which is exactly what Delgado's electron microscopy of the Pfizer jab appears to be. Charles Lieber was just convicted on numerous crimes for working with the communist Chinese in Wuhan, where Pfizer ran a research and development facility. Elon Musk expects to be implanting his Neuralink into human beings this year and claims that they could put you fully into virtual reality, as if this is somehow important for humanity. For humanity, it isn't. But for the transhumanist, it's a necessity. And if you listen to the psychopaths orchestrating all of this, transhumanism is officially their stated goal. And they won't need Elon's implantable chip. With injectable nano-sized circuitry in the human brain and nervous system, non-intrusive wearable tech will will do the job just fine. And this is rapidly being developed by Wellcome Leap, a privately run umbrella corporation connecting DARPA, Silicon Valley, and the military, who has tripled their network in less than a year, boasting success for the deadly mRNA vaccines and pushing to accelerate new ones designed to correct every so-called flaw of the human psyche that stands in the way of productivity to an authoritarian state run by artificial intelligence that monitors and controls their neurological functions 24/7. This is exactly what they say they want by the year 2030. So either the vaccines are a way of interfacing the new transhuman with AI technology, or they're lying, and it's all about depopulation, which is what the latest data is showing. Natural News recently estimated billions of deaths if it isn't stopped in the next year. It obviously isn't about public health. And whether it's about depopulation or transhumanism, it is a threat to all of humanity. We could ponder until the end about why anyone would want to do this. But the real question is, why are we letting them? Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, these are the times that try men and women's souls. When we come back, though, I'm going to get absolutely imperative information.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare Specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Preparing to stage massive terror attacks against the American people. It'll be blamed on the American people. So they have a pretext to establish public martial law and then mass purges and the relocation of up to 50 million Americans into re-education camps, the stated goal of the Democratic Party and their Cloward and Piven weathermen operatives is to kill 25 million of us in those camps. And those are 1970s numbers that came out in federal court. It's the same people running things today. Everything is about human extermination. Everything is about body counts. Everything is about turning the power off. Everything is about destroying supply chains. Because you see, supply chains are great and complex society is great until it breaks down. And they're using the fact that we're in a complex, interconnected society to sabotage it, to be able to wreck civilization and consolidate control for themselves. They are environmentalist, death cult, terrorist. And so who is the most important person in the world? Start of the show, I told you I'd come back and do it. But then I got too angry and didn't. And you see, here's the problem that it's harder and harder for me to do the show. I'm 47, and my knowledge base is very advanced now. So everything I look at, everything I read, everything I see, I have a deep, multifaceted, multidimensional understanding of it. And at a certain level, that becomes painful. I know those of you tune in, you care as well, and you're under this great burden. And I just pray to God every day to give me peace and help me transcend this, because it's that Bible verse we showed yesterday about with the beginning of knowledge comes great sorrow, and with great knowledge comes great sorrow. To paraphrase, there's several Bible verses, but it's absolutely true. It's very childlike for the public that looks at everything one-dimensionally and takes it at its face. But when you have evil leaders that are manipulating people through one-dimensional thinking, they can lead them to total destruction, and they are. So we must force ourselves to always be on and always be focused and always be aware. And with that, the brain becomes more and more advanced, more and more cutting edge, more and more incredible. But if you're a good person with a brain operating like that, and most evil people can't do it, most good people can, it becomes extremely painful. For with much wisdom comes much sorrow, then more knowledge, the more the grief. Ecclesiastes 1:18. Guys, give me the King James version of that. Reads a little different. Thank you. And so I'm not up here bitching as a victim. It's the opposite. I've never been more alive. I've never felt more fulfilled. But it is a agony and a frustration. And I know you're feeling it as well. But it's the opposite of emptiness. And sometimes, you know, it feels really good to be awake and to know God. But to be with God but in the world is torture. And that's why we just got to pray to God to give us the peace and to give us the understanding that we can't do it ourselves and it's up to God. It's up to us to do the right thing, to have courage, to speak out, to say no to evil, and then God's going to carry us the rest of the way. And when I'm saying that to you, I'm not preaching at you, I'm preaching at me. Because I was praying really hard last night when I went to sleep that I won't be a jerk, and that I won't be angry, that I won't be upset, and that the enemy can't get to me, and that I just carry out my mission. And in the middle of the night, I really had, you know, Holy Spirit come on me and a real connection, and I felt empowered and cleansed and good. And then, of course, I wake up in the morning and I come in here and I look at the enemy's operations and all the kids they're killing. And it just makes me feel like a guilty son of a bitch that we can't stop these people. And then I don't want to just sit up here and play music and have guests on and talk about the world and, you know, oh, look at the left did this. Oh, and the left did that. Look how dumb Biden is. When all of that's done to make you think it's Biden doing it, when he's just a dead puppet, a dangling dead crawdad they hang out there in front of everybody to make us think that's who's doing it. And Kamala Harris, I mean, they put them up there because they're jokes to demoralize America and to make us actually think that's what our country is when it's not. Our country's the hardworking people all across this nation that love their children and hold them in the night and have that connection to God and want to do good things and have little gardens in their backyards and cook meals for their for old folks and just love sunsets and just want to be good people. And that's who we're standing up for here. So I apologize to everybody that I get so mad. It's not an act. None of this is an act. Believe me, I wish it was. And I'm unable to be an actor. That's why their biggest lie is that Jones says he's a performance artist. Jones says he is an actor. And everything he says is fake. Where's the video of that? Where's my written word? I never said that. That's a lie. They always say, oh, Tucker Carlson says in court he's fake. Never said that. They use that same lie over and over again against real people to say, we don't mean what we say. Well, if I didn't mean what I said, how come it all came true? No, I meant every damn thing I said. And when I engaged in satire, I said, satire alert. I'm going to do my own Jonathan Swift modest proposal here about if society really collapses within 15 days, the average person turns into a cannibal. So I might have to think about hauling my neighbors up and eating them. And I said at the start of the segment, it was a 10-minute segment, segment four. At the start of the segment, at the end of the segment, I said this is satire. And they ran with it and said Jones is going to murder his neighbors. That's them lying, not me. So I've got this whole thing basically spring-loaded, I want to say, when we come back, that I grasp in my mind, and then if I don't just keep that moment of understanding and all those points I want to make, so I'm not writing this down, I'm not reading a teleprompter, it all just dissipates like gas into the ether, and then I don't say the key thing, that if I say it just right and explain the thought perfectly, or almost perfectly, then the public will grasp it and also absorb it and understand a blueprint for victory, which we need. And there's nothing more frustrating than knowing you've got the blueprint for victory, you've proven you can do it, God's given you the directive, and you can't get it done because you are weak. And I'm talking about myself. So my frustration here is not with the audience, the crew. My frustration is with the globalists killing everybody and running around enjoying it. They love it. See, it hurts us. They like it. They have fun doing all this. Oh, they just love it. They just love it. And I have to control myself and not go after them with rage because we're not doing this for them. They don't deserve our hatred. We're doing it for the children who we love. But I tell you, the globalists are going to get it. Now, when we come back, I'm going to tell you who the most important person in the world is. And this is truth. And if you grasp this, and if you know this, you will have victory. Infowars.com, the front line of the human rebellion against AI evil, the front line of the human rebellion against Satan. Everything we've witnessed in the last few decades has only been the buildup for what the globalists are doing right now. This is their big offensive. This is their takeover. And this is the point that they're at their very weakest, because now they've revealed themselves. Now their world government, their permanent martial law, their medical tyranny is out in the open. Their depopulation agenda has been exposed. But they're using their corporate power and trillions to go across the planet and shut down people telling the truth. So listen, Paul Revere's, when you spread the word about the broadcast, when you pray for the broadcast, you're the tip of the spear. And when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on air. Plus, we've got great products that have been sold out for months that are back in stock, 50% off, X2 and Winter Sun. Both of these are in our top five bestsellers. They are so good for your body. And if there's two things you do for your body, it's these two products. They're all back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off, and it keeps us on the air. Only way we fail is if you don't take action.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
So, who is the most important person in the world today? And if you understand that point, it is a Rosetta Stone, it is a skeleton key, it is a window into the wider universe and the multiverse, and an understanding of our true destiny and where we're going. Who is it? Is it Jeff Bezos? Is it Elon Musk? Is it the Queen of England? Is it Brad Pitt? Is it Donald Trump? Is it Vladimir Putin? Is it Xi Jinping? Is it the current Pope? Who is it? Is it Novak Djokovic? Who is it? Who is saying the most truth in the most understandable way that transcends left and right and actually speaks to people in a human message on this planet? And if you know the answer to that, you know the answer to the rest of the story. Is someone important because they have $200 billion of inflated garbage? Is someone important because they were the president of the United States like President Trump? Is someone important because they've been in a lot of big movies and are handsome like Brad Pitt? Is somebody the most important? Because the way you define who the most important person is says who you are. There's a big study out that the more celebrity obsessed you are, the lower your IQ and the less money you make. Translated, the more you believe in the system, the more you go along with its propaganda, the more diseased and dumbed down and poor you are. And when you go in the poor areas, they're all wearing masks, aren't they? Their kids are all wearing masks. They're all taking all the shots. They're doing whatever they need to with the system. They believe to comply so they can be part of it because all the cool Hollywood people that get paid to lie to them told them so. What are they missing? What's wrong with them? Because you see, the establishment wants you to be alone. The establishment wants you to be dumb. The establishment wants you to be diseased and die because they see you as a piece of garbage. Because they see themselves subconsciously as garbage. And they believe once they get rid of you and your ugly hovel and your ugly face and your ugly kids in their view, that they'll finally be free because you won't be around. That's their real view. And just because you got the general mass of people dumbed down, not aware, and standing up for themselves, doesn't mean you have a right to kill them just because you're some inbred, occultic globalist that knows the basics of the third dimension, so that makes you a god because you're willing to crap all over other sentient creatures and keep them in the dark? That makes you less than a man. Certainly not a god. So I ask you again, who is the greatest living person in the world? Who has the greatest potential to empower humanity? Because I'm telling you, I don't care if somebody's a movie star. I don't care if somebody plays football. Even if they're a good person, I detest it so much now I don't even want to talk to them. I don't care if you what you did in the corrupt system. I care how much you care about humanity, how much you want to empower people, how much you're a populist, how much you believe in the species made in the image of God. That's my benchmark. That's what I go off of. That's my pole star. That's my North Star. That is my spirit. That is my anchor. That is my will. That is my place. That is my vision. That is my destiny. That is what God wants us to do. So I ask you again. It isn't just, oh, who's the most famous? Who's the richest? That's not the winners. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Nothing. Who in the most loving, real, focused, Christ-like way, balanced? Because I'm not Christ-like at times. You could say who's the most effective human for humans right now. And that'd be Joe Rogan or Alex Jones for a pro-human future. Tucker Carlson, a close third. But that's not who's the most effective for humans at this time. Who's the most important human in the world? Because that human's going to be a model for us. Because That person is us, and we are that person. And once we realize that, we have the keys to destiny. And so this has to be done. This has to be said on air, because I've seen it, I've known it, I've felt it, I've understood it, and now I've continued to witness it. But I'm going to first tell you about this person. This person does not want to be president of the United States. This person cannot stand Hollywood. This person cannot stand New York rich people. They cannot stand Hollywood rich people. They cannot stand the establishment. They don't want to hang around with the system. They don't want to be embraced by the system. They are disgusted by the system. They are abhorrent of it. And that's why the system, when they attack them, says, oh, they're a blue blood. Oh, they're part of the system. Oh, look, they're establishment. Well, whoever said we wouldn't get somebody out of the establishment, out of the aristocracy, to turn things around? Because it's out of that understanding that the aristocracy actually cares about the people. The aristocrats are supposed to build the civilization up because they know they run it, and they know that that is an evidence of their safety and their security and their care about humanity. That's what an aristocrat does. We don't have an aristocratic class now. We got a bunch of crazy, out-of-control sharks that think leaving nothing for anybody else but evil and deception and division and fentanyl is manly. And no, it's not manly to drive around your super yacht while all the major cities of the world collapse into death and destruction, thinking while you're out there with your supermodel wife being fed foie gras that you are safe from what you've been a part of. You are a fool, Jeff Bezos. At least Elon Musk, for all of his dalliances with the establishment, knows he wants a pro-human future. He says we got to go off-world now. And no, it's not. Elon Musk is not the most important person in the world, though he can become the most important person in the world, just like that. He can become the most potent person in the world, just like that. And he understands that and is now moving towards that. And as we all move towards that center of pro-human gravity, we then learn the secret that I will tell you when we come back in the final segment of this hour and I reveal who the most important person in the world is. But I want you to understand something. This isn't hype. This isn't exaggeration. This isn't BS. This isn't any of that. We must recognize from amongst our people who is the best at promoting humanity. Who is the best at being balanced? Who is the best at being loving? Who is the best at being truthful? Who is the best at being level-headed? Who is more Christ-like? And that's not Alex Jones. So when we come back, I'll tell you who the most important person in the world is. And I want you to understand it. And I want it to sink in. And I want it to burn into your cells. And I want you to then ask yourself, is this true to God? Is this true to the Holy Spirit? And if you're dialed into the same thing I am, you'll get the answer back that absolutely. And the example of people like this is the example for all of us into the future to turn the tide. They're selling us a spirit of evil and lies and fraud and deception. We are promoting a spirit of truth and justice and life and love and beauty and celebration and excitement and discovery. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
So I've thought long and hard about this, and I know I'm right. And you'll know I'm right as well. Who is the most important person in the world? It's not Donald Trump. It's not the fake Pope. It's not anybody in Hollywood. It's certainly not the portable reanimated corpse, Joe Biden, or his fake Vice President Kamala Harris. It's not Vladimir Putin. Because Vladimir Putin has Russia, the largest landmass in the world, and he has a lot of good people, and he's trying to build a Christian future, and he's going against the globalists, but he's not in America. What the establishment calls the New Atlantis. He's not right in the middle of the globalist empire, because they've conquered America. The globalists have seized America. The globalists have occupied America. If we could take the country back peacefully without the revolution they're trying to artificially trigger around January 6th, then we could really have a future of peace and justice. We could have a real shot at that with Russia and with China and with Asia and the Middle East and Africa and Latin America. And I know the individual that I'm going to say is the most important person in the world has that same idea and has that same thought and wants that. And when I recognize this individual, It's not to put them up on a pedestal, but it's to recognize who's done the best, clean, professional, level-headed job, despite all the attacks and what I know they've gone through behind the scenes other people don't know about, even stuff they didn't tell me I know about, some of it they didn't tell me, to understand that that's a benchmark. That's like the previous football championship number or golf score or bowling score or dart score. But those things don't matter. This is the best political score so far as a statesman of doing the right thing and telling the truth. Because at every front, without it being Republican or even Democrat, they expose the corrupt establishment playing both sides. And how the corrupt establishment on both sides is deindustrializing and shutting down and selling off the infrastructure and making the public dependent and shipping in the fentanyl and the drugs and telling you you don't have individual rights as a black man or a white woman or an Asian woman or a Hispanic man or a white man. You're in a group and only your group has value. And we all know that. We've all talked about that too. But the point is they do it the best and they do it continually and they do it steadfastly. And they do the best job of it. And so they reject the power structure. They don't want to be president when the Republicans approach him to run for president. They don't want to be in D.C. or New York. They don't want to be in Los Angeles. And that's all of us. That's you listening in Texas or Florida or, you know, even Northern California or South Dakota or New Mexico or you're like, hey, that's me. Yeah, exactly. We're about to get to the key here. So who is the most important person in the world? Well, the most important thing in the world is the people. That's where we get the word populism, the people, a politics of the people. What's common sense, what works, what's equitable, what's fair, what makes sense. God's law, common law, the Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence. Those are all just examples of that, just manifestations of people's will. So who's the greatest populist of them all? In America, and as an example around the world, who's listened to in Japan and in South Africa and in Mexico and in Canada and in the United States? Who all over the world, when I talk off record to world leaders in South America, like Brazil or in Eastern Europe, who do they talk about and who's unifying them to have a pro-human future against the Great Reset and the New World Order? Well, you know who it is. It's Tucker Carlson, ladies and gentlemen. Tucker Carlson is the most important person in the world because he understands the people are the most important people in the world. And he's trying to be a champion of the people. And he recognizes you and your children and your life are the most important people in the world. So, yes, the tennis player locked up in a FEMA camp in Australia because he hasn't been injected. He's Djokovic, the most important person in the world. And Marjorie Taylor Greene coming out and saying January 6th was a false flag yesterday. She's the most important person in the world. And Tucker Carlson, he's the most important person in the world. And Joe Rogan's the most important person in the world. And the dog catcher down the street that loves liberty and tells the truth and stands up for what's right. And that single mom taking care of three children because her husband committed suicide or died in a car wreck or whatever it is, she's the most important person in the world. Because humanity is the most important thing in the world, ladies and gentlemen, and they've been devaluing it and attacking it. And Tucker Carlson does the best job out of everybody promoting populism and a pro-human future, and he understands something that the Republican establishment doesn't get, and the reason we keep losing. They're scared of Hollywood. They're scared of big tech. They're scared of the New York media. They're scared of the New York Times. They're scared of CNN because they came out of that system, and that's the world they live in, and they're 75, 80 years old on average, and just don't know, just like Candace Owens said about Trump. And the dangerous vaccines and the mandates of why he didn't know. It's true. He's a dinosaur. Sure, he believed in American populism, but he didn't go all the way. But Tucker Carlson does. So, here we are, ladies and gentlemen, at the crossroads. And somebody like Tucker Carlson knows that Ted Cruz got a talking point from Garland and from the establishment, and that they are preparing to claim that the American people are about to stage terror attacks and try to assassinate Biden. I told you that months ago. It's in the news today. And they're going to try to sew us up and bring in martial law. And the lawyer, the Bush minion, Ted Cruz, who poses as a patriot all these years, who is a wolf in sheep's clothing, Tucker Carlson believes, and he's got better sources than I believe him, has to be cut out and destroyed. And like a populist general, Tucker Carlson just tore his guts out. Now, will he finally roll over, Ted Cruz, and stop secretly serving the establishment and come over to our team and win? Or is he a Benedict Arnold forever? I don't know. I'm not an enemy of Ted Cruz. I hope he'll stop acting like this and doing this, but he's missing something. Yeah, he's intellectually smart, but he's spiritually dumb. And Tucker Carlson's not. And that's what Tucker Carlson knew, to go right at him and say, oh, you're so intelligent. You picked this term because Tucker Carlson knows the terror attacks are coming. Tucker Carlson knows the state civil war is coming. Tucker Carlson knows the big events coming and the end of America. And he's trying to stop it and making an issue in front of all the other conservatives and all the Christians and all the Fox News Republicans and saying, stop putting up with Mitch McConnell and with Ted Cruz and with Rand Paul. He's come out against the vaccine. It doesn't work. It's dangerous. It's poison. And Josh Hawley and all of them, because they all fear the liberal media. They all fear the George Soros system, when they better start fearing us. And that's the instinct Tucker Carlson's got. At the top of his game, I know off record, not from others, almost paid nothing to get actual free will and to have his own voice on Fox. The number one guy on TV in the U.S. and all over the world. And that's an example of somebody getting it and wanting to side with the people and not wanting to side with the establishment and not wanting to live in D.C. or New York and have your ass kissed all day by a bunch of fake people, but wanting to spend time with his wife and children in Maine and Florida and hunt in the woods and hang out with regular people and be good and decent, because it feels good to Tucker Carlson to be normal. It feels good to Tucker Carlson to actually be with the people, not tell you how much he loves you because you're poor, how much he loves you because you're black, because he loves you because you're human, and he loves you because you're an American, and he wants to empower you, and he wants to see you succeed. Now, when he sees Ted Cruz waddle in and put out the talking point, knowing the big revolution's coming, knowing the terror attack's coming, knowing the big move against the American people's coming, and letting them know, I'm going to side with you, but the American people are terrorists when this all goes down. Ted Cruz is who you don't want to be. Tucker Carlson is who you want to be. And yeah, if this was a golf analogy, I play through all the time and get shots where I get the ball in the hole with only two hits. And I don't really play golf. I'm not being technical here. The eagle. But Tucker Carlson, with the stuff he does holes in one, and that's what matters. I may get more eagles than Carlson does, but he gets more holes in ones. And that's what this is all about, is calling it out, showing the weakness, showing the power of the people, making Ted Cruz grovel, making him show he's a fraud, making him say, oh, I'm not smart, I'm stupid, which everyone knows isn't true. Yeah, you are stupid, Ted Cruz. You're spiritually dumb. You need to get on your knees. Ted Cruz, I think you still have good in you. You tried to fight for Trump on January 6th. You tried to have the real, you know, vote. I don't think you're an evil person. I think you're on the edge like Saul of Tarsus, who became Paul. But Ted Cruz, you need to pray to the Holy Spirit to cleanse you and to make you a populist and to stop playing double deals. And then
first, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.